Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can listen to us every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The first and the third Tuesday, we are one question call-in. And the second and the fourth Tuesdays at 6, we have Tidbits and Tees, Beth and Marie. We have live audience members. We're live audience members today. But other than that, we're at the store. So anybody who's in the Anoka area or Minnesota close by, you can come on in, knock on the door, and we'll let you in. But if not, we'll just do our normal thing, take the calls on the air as they come. Marie and I are doing Divine Goddess parties where we come into the house or corporate office, school events, anywhere, and we do readings. If you have like a party of 10, the host or hostess will have theirs for free. We also come in and teach classes, and the same thing goes with the classes. If you host it, you have 10 people, you get it for free. So that's something to definitely get on board with, because there's a lot going down energetic-wise. We have a lot of information to share that we don't share with you on a weekly basis or on Beth's new Periscope. My audio, you can also email us at DivineGoddessRadio@gmail.com or go on to www.DivineGoddessRadio.com. We also have a Facebook page, which we'd be so appreciative. If you went on and liked our page, we'd appreciate it. And just let us know if you have a Facebook page that you would like, a business page that you want us to like, and we'll be more than happy to go in there and do the same thing for you. So if you're wanting to set up an individual session with Marie, you can call her at 651-303-0555, or with me, 651-900-4136. Other than that, I think I've said everything. Welcome to Call In Tuesdays, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Yep, welcome to our weekly call-in show, every other weekly call-in show. As you can tell, the energies are still pretty intense, and I just found out today, I'll share a little tidbit, that people born between, I think it was 1949 and 1962.
I missed it. Thank you.
Are in for a great transformation. We're also finishing up and releasing all of our Atlantean guilt. So all of us are like, woohoo, we're done with it. We're done with it. So I think it's going to be a good transformation for those of you born in that time period. I'm one of them. So I can't wait for the next few weeks. It all correlates with the Lion's Gate portal. So finally, we're moving forward. Can't believe it. It's been a long time, but things are going to move forward and upward.
Thank you, God. You know, it really makes sense, because the light language that I've been doing on people, my God, for the past couple months, Atlantean stuff is coming up, and I would say they're all in your guys' category.
Yep, so ours is ending. We're getting rid of all of that old guilt, because whatever we did in that life that we had guilt for, and we're recreating it in this life, we're done with that now, so we no longer have to create that, and we can move freely.
What about the rest of the people that
we're running?
I've been working on Lanny and stuff since I was a child.
My God. Yeah. And also, guys, next Tuesday we won't have a show, but if you're local, we're doing a meetup on Monday night, and that's where we're going to talk about the energetic stuff. So we'll be back on the air a week from Tuesday. And we haven't decided if we're going to do an energy show or if we're going to do a college show. So we'll let you know.
Oh, we're not doing one next time?
Okay. So, unless you want to be by yourself.
Oh, that is right. And I'm going, I can take a vacation.
That's right. So we'll be off. We'll probably, I would say more than likely, here's just my food for thought, that we will, next week we're going to miss, and that would be a tidbits and tea. The next one will be a call-in. So I think we'll just say what that will. It will be a call-in one. And we're not to 2 hours anymore, you guys. We're down to an hour, so it's going to be first come, first serve. We do a lot here at the store. So an hour is about, we get a lot done in an hour. So
we ask that you are very mindful and you stick with the one question thing, because Marie and I are really bulking down on that, the boundary. When you're asking a question, be very mindful of what that one question is going to be. Other than that, you can figure and set up a session with one of us or both of us, and we can go on from there. So,
exactly. If you want to call in, the number is 347-327-9360. So we're going to jump into our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ku'ule Lani, and I'm calling from Omaha, Nebraska. And my question was, if I let my ex back into my life, is it going to be the same? Like, I mean, I see changes, but I just got to give it more time, and I feel like there's a, like, I don't know, I'm confused. So I just want to know
okay.
if you see anything.
So basically you want to know if you let him back in, will it be a different relationship? Is it going to be different from the last time?
Yeah, or is it just going to be like...
I'm hearing right now that time is not right, at least for 6 months, because there's still stuff that's being released on his part as well as your part. And that, it seems to be a repeating pattern with both of you, so I know. But this energetically will shift the both of you. You can sit here and just continue with the way it is now. Do your individual things. Work on both of your individual selves. And you'll be amazed at how much better you are going to feel. And you're so close to letting go of old patterns. And it is. It's about old patterns and releasing them.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. That if you guys get back together now, it'll just be a repeat of what it was before. Because he...
Right.
Still hasn't fully learned his lesson.
Right. Yeah.
So no.
I don't feel it like
no.
I used to, and I try to explain that, and like I would do it just for the kids, just for like everybody to be happy but me, because that's the kind of person I am. You know, like I don't need to be happy if my kids are happy. Like it really doesn't matter to me. Like I already made that sacrifice a long time ago, being a teenage mom and like picking the hardest road possible. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? And so
yeah.
Where I'm coming from is, like, I didn't know which way would be better. I left for a reason, and I thought it was the best reason, you know? And I just, if he was genuinely wanting to commit to change, then I would, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see that he has learned yet the lesson
yeah.
he needs to. He's still kind of stuck at that same level because he's being a little stubborn. And I know you say that as long as your kids are happy, you don't have to be happy, but keep in mind, happy mom, happy kids, because you are reflecting onto them and they can pick up on it. So you got to make sure that you are also healthy and if you're going to be in a relationship, that relationship is healthy for them as well.
And just so you know, you're modeling how they're going to interpret that relationship, and you'd be amazed when you think the kids are not noticing that they notice. So if they're seeing that mom and dad still are not getting along and they might use underlying negative words towards each other, they hear everything and they sense everything. So just weigh that in there that they are being mindful. So if you have daughters, they're seeing that this is okay, this is how a man can treat you, this is what a relationship is like, so... Be your best. Mom is mom and dad is dad. Your guys' stuff is not their stuff.
Right.
I just had this talk with another client of mine literally just moments before I got on here. So it's like their stuff is theirs, yours, and the kids have nothing to do with it. Mom and dad are mom and dad's stuff. So let mom and dad both be healthy and happy.
Yeah, your guys are really saying that you need more time for yourself still. There's still some self-discovery and some revelations that need to come to you still, which you'll get through meditation. It's best if you just are with yourself right now.
Right. I agree. You know, I mean, it's hard to do because, you know, everybody wants that. But it's probably the best thing I could do and the best advice anybody could take. And it actually feels good because, like, I'm very comfortable being alone. Like, I'm happy being alone. But the thing is, it's like when I get into a relationship, it's like I lose control of my emotions. Not really, but you know what I mean? I feel, like, more easily affected by other people's actions, where I'm not when I'm doing my own thing.
Right, because boundaries is really big for you. So during this time, reflect on your boundaries and what your boundaries will be in your next relationship.
Right.
Learn that saying no is okay.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to fight. So it's hard for me to say no, and I usually just give in. I know that sounds really bad, but when you have kids around and you just don't want to argue with somebody, and it's like, you know, you're saying purple and they're saying violet, you're never going to come to a truth on what color it is because it's the same, you know, just different shades. So, I mean,
right,
whatever which way you want to see it, I can't change it. But I know from my point of view where I come from, and I know why the spirit in me is not letting me have that attachment. And I'm trying to figure it out, and you're just, like, confirming it. And there's a lot of self-healing to do. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You.
We wish you luck.
All right. Just put me on the shelf so I can hear it.
For sure. Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You know, there's always the opportunity of, if you're really having a hard time, also, you know, with this relationship with your ex, suggest to them, that you have a third party, an unbiased participant, a mediator, whether it's a family counselor, whether it's a spiritual counselor, preacher, whatever. But have somebody that you know that you can trust, who is not invested in you, and is not invested in him, if they can go in and look at both aspects. And you say, if you want to do this, this is about the kids, it's not about us. If he's really caring about the kids, he's going to say, yes, let's do this. Do that, you guys will be able to work yourself stuff out. So it's whatever way you want to go. And there are phenomenal family counselors out there, just so you know. Because I'm one of them. Was one of them. So good luck to you. Good luck. All right. Grab our next caller.
Hello. Who are you speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name's Melissa from New York.
Hello, Melissa from New York. What's your question?
Hi, ladies. Well,
hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, great. I guess I'm losing sound, so I said let me move around a little bit.
Oh, okay. We can hear you. That's fine.
I like how what y'all said to the other young lady. It was like, wow. But my advice to her is do not stay somewhere where you're going to be miserable for 7 years or more, because you'll age yourself.
Yeah. And the kids don't benefit in the long run. They don't.
No,
they don't.
They know body language. And my question is to you, ladies: do you see money coming in the picture for me?
Absolutely not. No, I'm kidding. Are you talking like anytime soon? A large sum of money? Yeah.
I've been picking up pennies lately.
Yeah, let's clarify that, because the universe will hear money and literally you'll find a penny on the sidewalk. So are you talking money to cover your expenses?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Ooh, Melissa, you're really close. 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm hearing 3 weeks. Keep your thoughts positive. Keep your thoughts positive, and I'm hearing that you have a little bit of a money block.
Uh-huh.
So just go in and look at your belief system towards money. Like how do you view money? Is it, you know, is it? Because like people will have an old belief system saying, "Oh God, it's a sin to have money. I can't, you know, am I worthy of this? I don't think I can, I'm deserving of this." So look, go in and look at that, and just look at your relationship with money and affirm to yourself that you are worthy of having it, and that whatever you need for your expenses, et cetera, will be met and taken care of.
Okay, definitely. I would definitely do that. And I say at the end, so let it be, or so be, because I know people do that.
That's correct. Yeah.
So be it, it is so, amen. God bless you. Thank you. Mutata.
Wait, isn't that what this is? Oh, my God. I wish people could do it on video. Why were you holding that? She's going to mock me now, people. Oh, sorry, guys. Anyway.
Thank you so much,
you
ladies.
We're not laughing at you, Melissa. It's something that...
Oh, no, it's okay.
Like I said, if you guys can see us on video, you will die. Okay, I'm going to explain this to everybody so it comes from my side. We're on a computer, and we have two big speakers. And I was holding... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing it again. I'm holding two speakers, which have nothing to do with you guys hearing me. She's holding it like a microphone, and I'm holding it like a microphone. Oh, my God. All right, whatever. Anyway, Melissa. Yep, as Beth said, it's really close. Just a couple weeks down the road, keep your thoughts really positive. Keep affirming that you are worthy and you are deserving and that you are trusting that the universe will take care of you.
Oh, wow. So if I imagine myself as a queen, because queens are worthy.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like being 5 years old again. You got to believe.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know what? In these energies right now, manifestation is very powerful. So keep your thoughts positive and work on manifesting everything that you want in a positive way. So as long as your thoughts stay positive, use the energies right now to manifest what it is that you want. And just trust and get out of your way and let it come.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry for laughing and laughing, but my God.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Marie is laughing at Beth's expense.
I'm sorry, Beth.
Obviously, she needed it. And it was my expense.
Oh, God.
It's a good thing I have a sense of humor.
Yes.
Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much, ladies. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. You too.
Oh, my gosh.
Marie will not be coming on my Periscope.
Oh, boy. That was just funny. Next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my name's Brandy.
Brandy, where are you calling from?
From Texas.
From Texas. Do you have a question or a comment, Brandy?
Do what?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, my question is what y'all see coming up for my love life.
Your love life. Ooh, I'm hearing just around the corner. Just around the corner. So that means you've been doing work. Your energy is very, very, very light and fluffy. So I like it. So thank you.
Oh, thanks.
You're working on your relationship stuff. Very light and bright. Are you looking for a cowboy type?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what's coming. I'm actually seeing like boots with spurs on them, and really tight jeans, denim jeans, and a cowboy hat. That's what I'm picturing.
Do you know how I might meet him or anything like that?
Well, believe it or not, I'm here in a coffee shop. Get going to your coffee shop and make sure that you're sitting here making eye contact with people and just starting a conversation. It's not going to be, it doesn't feel like.
I was actually going to tell y'all, I spoke with y'all maybe a month ago, and you told me that my company would probably be merging, and I just got the news 2 days ago that they are merging with another company.
Woo! Wow.
So you were right.
Cool.
Y'all were right.
Awesome. Hey, is there a rodeo coming up soon? Do you have rodeos?
No, I don't usually go to those kind of things usually.
Okay. Because he's associated with a rodeo, so I don't know if he participates in rodeos, but I agree with Beth. Go to coffee shops and see who you bump into.
Wow. It's not anyone I already know then, I guess.
No. Brand new guy. He's taller than you. He's no taller than 6 foot in his hair. I see him wearing a white cowboy hat, and he has, like, sandy blonde hair. Very nice looking man. And he's a gentleman.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful heart. Yes, he does. Beautiful heart. And he's an animal lover.
Yeah, I have a good heart, but I haven't met many people that do. I haven't dated them, so that's nice.
So you want to make sure you keep your heart open, keep your heart chakra open, so you're open to newness coming into your life.
Totally.
So I'm not picking up a name. Oh, I'm seeing an S, so I don't know if his first name is going to start with S or his last name is going to start with an S. So don't get caught up on the name, though.
Right.
But it feels very soon.
Okay.
I hear like within a month, maybe a month, month and a half.
Okay.
So meanwhile, get to your coffee shop.
I'm supposed to meet this guy in like a week or two, but I don't think that's him. And I didn't pick up much on the picture, so I don't really think that's going to be him.
No, this is. I mean, it's a brand new person that you've never seen before, and it'll be face to face, and you'll actually feel a connection with him.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm smelling like apple and cinnamon, so fall would be, what, that's already in a month and a half?
Yeah, that's like a month and a half.
December. So you have to let us know how that goes. And get into the coffee shop. Go to a variety of coffee shops.
Okay, I love coffee, so I'll do it.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yep, thank you, Brandy.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Yep. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next one. Hello. Who are we speaking with? And where are you
talking
to? Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking
with? This is Rita.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. Are you calling from Jersey?
No, I call from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Do you have a question
or
a comment?
Long Island Shirley, Manaville. You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm for Long Island. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's your question?
My question is, you could tell me something about me, and maybe anybody come across for the other side.
All right. That's not anybody on the other side. I have a question about her. Okay, let's see, Rita.
Okay.
Rita is okay. I'm not seeing anybody coming through, but is there somebody who's passed that you're really holding on to very tightly?
Okay.
Is there someone is there someone close to you who died that you are holding on to very, very tightly? That you keep
yes, my husband.
Thinking about them and thinking about them and thinking about them. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a Joe or a Joey in your life?
Joe. I have a son.
Is he in the physical world?
My son.
Still alive? Is he still alive?
No.
Is your son
I met
still alive?
Somebody's name Joe, but nothing between me and him. It's just a friend.
Okay. The person that you... Okay, so your husband passed, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're holding on to him too tightly. Do you understand what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Right.
So when you hold on to somebody very tightly after they pass over, they're not able to move on where they're supposed to. So, are you trying, like, very hard to see if he'll give you a message?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes when people do that, they can't, the other person can't come through because you're restricting it, and he can't move to the next level. So try to hold back on that a little bit. Don't be so, oh my God, I really want to hear from him. Are you here? Are you here? Are you with me? You know, try to just pull back from that so that that allows him to come to finish up what he needs to finish through. And if he wants to come back after and give you a message, then he will do that. But right now he's kind of in limbo.
Okay.
So just ease up a little bit on that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, try that. And then, you know, relax it a little bit and then see in a few months if he comes in one of your dreams.
Okay. And
okay.
Is there anything for me if I meet somebody and is my life will get better because I'm in a lot of limbo right now?
Well, that was one question that we asked, and we said this is a one-question show. It's something that you
okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, it wouldn't be fair if we do it for one and not for everybody. So we have to draw a line somewhere. So we ask that you respect and honor that. We'd love for you to honor that. So I would go exactly with what Marie said, to let go of that grip. All I heard was Joe Joey. So I don't know if that's somebody that you know.
I know somebody named Joe, yes. I have a son, Joe, and I have somebody named Joe. It's just a friend. I don't know if anything happened between me and him. I don't know if I'm going to be with him or not.
You really have to do a lot of healing in your heart first and learn to and let go of your relationship with your husband who's passed before you can move on to another.
Okay.
And just know that everything is going to be okay. It's about trust. Just know that.
Oh, okay.
It's about trusting right now. And, you know, if you're not doing prayers or mantras, this is the time to really start thinking about that so that, you know, you can start manifesting a quality life. But only you can decide what that quality life is for you. So that is off of helping you with letting go, because I felt you shift with that. So, that's what the next added advice that we can give you and give you for guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Rita.
Thank you so much. Have a good night now.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Hi, Kathleen. You have a question or
comment? I have a question. My boyfriend has been out of work since June 18th, and he's been applying for several jobs. Can you tell me when he's going to find work and if it's something he'll like?
Well, it feels like he's really indecisive on what it is that he wants to do.
I can't hear you.
It sounds like he's really indecisive on what it is that he wants to do.
He's into what is to what he wants to do?
He's very indecisive.
Oh, he's indecisive as to what he wants to do. Yeah, he's applying for different things.
Yep. Yeah, because what I'm picking up from him is that he's really trying to find something that he used to do along the same line because he's comfortable with it. But in order for him to shift himself out of that energy, he really has to open his mind to being, to doing anything and everything. I mean, really being open. Because if, you know, a job opportunity is presented to him and it's not what he used to do and it's not the same thing that he used to do, then he could very well just shut it down. But he's got to keep his mind open.
Okay, do you have a month or date that he will work?
I'm hearing that he should be able to find, we've got some temporary work coming up, but full-time in October.
Okay, would it be with the same company first, temp, then full-time?
No, it'll be a change. It'll be a change. But in order for that change to come about, he's got to let go of you know, his past. He can't be just thinking, oh, I'm going to go back to the same company, same job, same thing that I was doing. He's got to let that go because the energy has shifted and he's got something new coming.
Okay, and would he be happy with this job in October?
October, yes. It's actually going to be a good fit for him.
Okay. And the money? Good.
I'm hearing capital. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fading in and out. Can you say it again?
I'm hearing comparable pay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jane from Toronto.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you doing, Jane?
Good, thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I just wanted to know if I'm on the right track with what I'm doing for my work.
I just heard you are on the right path.
Okay,
yeah, so
because I have stepped back. I'm not earning any money, and I'm writing, and I'm not earning anything, and it's as scary as anything.
But you're on the right path. You're doing what you need to do, and that's when you know you're on the right path is when you're scared shitless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm totally there. I'm totally there then.
You're on there. You're not the only one there. You're not the only one there.
Well, I'm not making any income now. I've not pursuing any work. I'm just doing that. And even that, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing because it's not really moving much.
Your guides are saying, though, you got to trust in this one. This is part of your path. And by trusting and letting everything unfold, then things will be coming your way.
Well, I'm doing my best to do this, even though it is really scary.
It's really tough because you have to have those talks with the universe going, we live on planet Earth, and we have this thing called Earth money that is required to live here on planet Earth. So,
well, yeah, and there's no guarantee. I mean, it's just I'm taking this huge risk to spend this time. I've never written anything like this. I have no publisher, nothing.
Yeah, but I'm hearing we start looking into self-publishing right now. Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll be amazed right now. You just have to work on this little, let the fear go, knowing that you're trusting and that everything that you need is here right now and that what you're going to need, you know, tomorrow you don't need to worry about it. You have everything you need today. So focus on that and you'll be amazed on how much easier it is.
that will help with releasing the block to your creative energy coming in. So it's that fear that's blocking your channeling.
Well, I had company on the weekend, and so I didn't write. And when I don't write, then it's really hard to get back into it again.
I hear that you should just go outside and just really sit outside, and you'll be amazed at what comes up. And that will get you flowing again.
Yeah.
Also, clear your house. If you have sage, do a nice saging and clear all the energy in your house.
Yeah, I can't. I don't write in here.
Sage it, and if you have Palo Santo, run the Palo Santo after in order to bring the positive in.
What was the second part of that?
Palo Santo. P-A-L-O and then S-A-N-T-O. Palo. It's a wood.
Oh, okay. I don't know it, so.
Oh.
It's like something you burn, like sage?
Yeah. It's really good for clearing negative energy, but then it also brings the positive in after as well.
Okay. Well, that would probably be helpful. Anything that helps.
Yeah. Oh, just because I'm just picking up that your house got blocked with your visitors. So.
Yes. Oh, it totally did. And so did my energy.
Right. So just if you could do a really nice clearing, then that'll help shift your energy and open up your creativeness again. You also have a very nice positive portal in your house that where you sit, your creativity flows. So it really needs to be cleared.
Is that near my bird? I have a bird. Is that where it's most positive?
Bird? No. I'm hearing it's by your living room. There's a room by your living room.
Yeah.
It gets a lot. It's where whichever room gets a lot of sun.
Yeah, that'd be right. That'd be my living room.
Okay. Do you have like a tan couch or chair that's sitting there?
I have both. I have a brown couch and a tan chair.
Okay, it's the tan chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you clear your space, clear it all out, sit in that chair because that's a very positive portal, and you can even just start meditating in there, but just allow the creativity to flow in from that portal.
Okay. Okay, and so have I gone the right track? I'm writing this book, and my plans, what I want to do with it to get work, that I'm on the right track?
Yes. I'm hearing with your book, I'm hearing Amazon. Are you planning to somehow get it onto Amazon?
I have no idea what I'm going to do with it, to be honest. I went to a Hay House thing, and I'm able to submit it to a contest. So it's making me do a book proposal and with the possibility that I may win a prize. I have no idea if I will.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing your book is going to be on Amazon. So.
Well, everything's on Amazon now, isn't it?
No.
Neither do I. I
have work. No, you're on the right. You're on the right track. Right track. Really stay out of that fear and just trust everything that you're needing is there and will come to you. So just trust. Because this book is supposed to be written.
And that's what I'm doing.
Well, just stay focused. Stay focused.
I told myself I'm giving myself to the end of the year to have it done.
Awesome. You'll even find that you'll have it done before then. Trust me, you will.
Well, I'm thinking I will because I want to have it submitted in September, the proposal. I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but that's just kind of, you have to write the thing anyhow. So.
Right. I'm hearing, though, it's going to be actually published in October. So.
And don't use the terminology, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. It's going somewhere. It is going.
Okay,
so just get out of how it's going to happen. So you're already seeing Hay House contacting you. Just visualize that. As you visualize that, the visualization, you start seeing Louise Hay in your head. She She's all around you. She's applauding you. You're on, you know, so see that. Feel it.
Yeah.
See what it feels like when you do. So that's your energy and be in it. You'll be amazed at how fast that happens.
Thank you. Because that's what I've been doing. It's just I think the last few days was challenging.
Yeah. You just needed to get back on track. Yeah. You're on track now.
Yeah.
Go, girl, go.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Where are you calling from, Suzanne?
From Long Island.
Long Island. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, a question. When do you see a boyfriend coming into my life? I'm going on a date tomorrow night.
Can you repeat that? You broke up a little bit.
I'm going on a date tomorrow night. Do you see me having a relationship or a boyfriend? I'm sorry, what?
Oh, so I was repeating.
She was repeating to me.
Question. Okay, hold on a second. We're tuning in.
I'm hearing that he's going to be a very good friend, but he, because of the friendship that you guys established, he's going to be opening you up, as well as you're going to help him with opening up to the individuals that are going to be coming into your life. But this is going to be a really bonding friendship. You're going to end up finding that out.
It's not going to be a love relationship.
Well, it'll be a love relationship because friends love each other. If they become good friends and they care about each other, but an in-love relationship, no.
When do you see that for me?
I'm hearing your in-love relationship is going to come towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like November, December?
November, beginning of December.
Is it going to be with somebody that I dated with for 3 years in the past?
No. Somebody new. It's somebody new.
Not the 3 years. Real quick, is that person from the past ever going to call like, as a friend just to say hi?
No. They have cords and attachments of past, and it's like this is not somebody that you're needing in your life. And so to not hang on to it anymore, to let it go.
Okay.
You can love, but to let go. Love yourself enough to let go.
All right. Do you know anything, what this person is going to be like that I'm going to meet November, December?
Fabulous. I'm just hearing the word fabulous. So get out of the way and let him come. He's going to be tall, but I'm not getting any other details at this moment.
Okay.
He's going to be very good for you.
Yeah, very good
for you.
All right. And so you got no age or what he does or anything?
Not picking up any details yet.
No, not in details. You can call in like a couple of weeks and then ask and see if details come in more. Because you have to realize they're preparing them for you.
All right, that sounds good. November, December?
Yep, correct.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Marissa.
Marissa? Where are you calling from, Marissa?
Oh, Florida.
Florida. Good question for us?
Yeah. My question, I guess, similar to the last gal. I met recently a couple of different guys. One's a Pisces, one's a Leo. Do you see either one of them being interested in me or pursuing me anytime soon?
What's your sign?
Capricorn. And one of them's a Leo and the other is a Pisces. The Pisces, his initial is M, and Leo is his initial J.
Well, I'm hearing you're going to have more fun with the Leo. But the Leo, you might have a hard time getting a commitment out of him.
The Leo may what?
You might have a harder time getting a commitment out of the Leo. But he's a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah, but I didn't know, you know, if he's going to try to pursue me. You know, we were just talking, and he was just talking, you know, I don't know, as a friend or what. I had recently met them both, you know, at a gathering, you know, this weekend. I didn't know if any of them, you know, there was any romantic possibilities with either one of them. I'm interested in them, but, you know, I don't want to be the pursuer. But do you see anything about the Pisces?
The Pisces guy, he's more shy. He's more withdrawn.
You're right.
He's not a pursuer. He's got a lot of what I'm picking up around him. He's got a lot of emotional stuff around him. So the question is, okay, yeah, if you get involved, are you ready to take that on?
What do you mean? Does he have a girlfriend or anything? Is he attracted to me, or, you know?
He's just got a lot of past emotional. Like, he hasn't gotten over his past relationship. You know, he holds on to things. So you'd be, like, battling against that. The Leo guy is definitely a lot of fun. He can pursue you for a while, but after a while, then it would have to be you pursuing him. So
after that what?
You would be the one who would, you know, be chasing after him after a while, because he would just be like, oh, let me move on to other stuff.
Oh, he'd be like that? So do you see when anything, you know, will, you know, take place? You know, any kind of, you know, they'll try to, you know, either one, you know, do you see when he'll try to pursue me?
You know, your guys are saying these are great, great men to have around as friends, but as a potential love interest that goes on, you know, that you're looking for that stable partner, neither of them are those. So, you know, have fun though. Have fun because you're getting very caught up in when am I going to get a relationship? But you've got to have fun with it because you've got to open your heart. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to get married, but when do you see me at least going out with either one of them?
Well, if you really want to go out with one of them, there's nothing. I mean, go ahead and call one of them. Don't wait for them to call you.
Well.
This is Beth talking. This is what I'm getting for you. It's like you can go out there and it's just because you're really working on opening up your heart. I see the right part of your heart chakra shut down. So when I'm seeing that, that's an indicator that you're still holding on to some past stuff that is going into present moment and it's going to follow you into the future. So go look at that. Let go of old relationships that really went into your heart. Let that go so that you're going to attract the right guy.
Well, I don't, I don't date for the sake of dating. You know, I want to date somebody that, you know, interested in. There's a mutual attraction. I feel the man should be the pursuer. I don't want to be, like, going for somebody that's not going to be interested in me. That's what I'm saying. You get to go ahead.
But now you know how the male feels when they put themselves at risk every time.
You know, the worst somebody can say is no to you, and you just go, okay, it goes on. But, you know, when you're feeling really good about yourself and you're really wanting to sit here and pursue something, it isn't any different, you know. And I get that you want the male to pursue you, but it doesn't always necessarily mean not all men are still doing that. Not all men are still doing that. It's a give and take. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so which one should I pursue, if any of them or none?
Pardon me?
So which one of them should I pursue?
Which one are you drawn to the most? You know, is there one that you're drawn to, a personality? Is there attraction? Or are you just doing it just to be doing it? There should be an attraction.
No.
And then
no,
it's not that right there.
No, there is an attraction. They're two totally different people. You know, either one, but I want to go for the one that's going to be attractive to me. You know what I mean?
Well, the only way to find out is call up the Pisces. Go out on a date with him, see how you feel on the date. The next week, call up the Leo. Go out on a date with him. See if you feel a connection. That's how you're going to know.
Yeah, the only thing with the Pisces, I mean with the Leo, I just get a player vibe. I could be wrong, but that's the kind of vibe. The other one seems more reserved, more quiet, more conservative.
Mm-hmm. In all sincerity, I'm not feeling that either of those two guys are for you. But you can go out there and you can have fun, knowing that they're not going to turn into anything.
Yeah, just one, you know, one's like the gym rat, you know, the one that likes to work out, and the other one's more conservative. You know, they're two different people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can be attracted to different qualities, and they look totally different.
Well, they're two different people. So if you go on two different dates, and neither of the qualities of both men appeal to you, then you know in the future this is not the type of person for you.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, before it's like the men pursued the girls, you know, and I don't know, you know, it's just awkward me coming up to somebody and asking them, how would you like to go for coffee? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, I know, but it's a different world right now, so.
So it's okay to do that, you're saying?
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with calling something and saying, hey, would you like to go grab a cup of coffee? Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, yeah. You know, you said the one with emotional back, you know, one's like emotional and, you know, and the other one is, but, you know, at least I'll try, you know, what do you get from trying, you know, at least I'll put myself out there.
Yep, Marissa, that's all we can recommend is you put yourself out there, just keep an open heart, but we have one more caller and just let us know how it all goes for you. We wish you luck.
Okay, thanks. I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marissa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have our last caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are you speaking with?
I know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Yeah.
Okay.
Who are we speaking with? Hello? Oh, okay. Well, I guess they dropped. Well, since we only have like maybe 5 minutes left and our caller disappeared,
we're okay with being okay, done with the show right now.
Yeah. Okay, there's a question in the chat room.
Never mind.
Lachey, when is the man, the one, coming in my love life? Any description would be helpful. Let's see what we can pick up for the show. The man coming in the door. Okay. I'm hearing 6 months.
And I'm hearing June 2016, so it might be that you date, but before, and I don't know if we can have more than one before you get to him, but I'm hearing not till June 2016. And believe it or not, that's not that far away. Marie and I have heard that many times ourselves, so it's later. But you're doing really good. You're doing really good, but he's finishing up on his stuff, just so you know, Lachey. So stay positive. Go have fun. And it might start off that you guys start off as an acquaintance, friendship, and then it develops into something else. It almost feels like that. I don't know. What are you picking up, Marie?
Yeah. I'm picking up. I'm picking up, though, you are going to meet someone in 6 months, though. Whether that'll turn into D1, trying to go in there and see. No, you're six. The guy you're going to meet in six months is your gateway, or the gateway guy. So he's going to open you up fully so that you're ready for the one you're waiting for. So, if you're taking your time, that's great. And keep doing your work. Keep working on yourself, but still allow yourself to have fun. And by the time he comes in, you will be ready, ready, ready. So, everyone, we thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. Remember, if you ever want a longer session and you need to get into more of an answer, if you have more questions, remember, we're always available for a longer session. We can do 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. And if you go to our website, divinegoddessradio.com, you'll see our rates there. We can do them individually. We can do a dual session. The rates are there as well. Just book it and email us, and we can just do it on the phone with you. All right? So everybody have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful life. And,
cool.